The Fake Show podcast is sponsored by the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen, North Fifth Brewing Company, Threads of Envy, The Tone Factory Recording Studios, Moonshot.com t-shirt designs, and by Mr. Antenna. Now your host, Jim Tofte.
Renowned photographer David Alexander is the man behind the Eagles' iconic album cover for Hotel California, the Doobie Brothers' Minute by Minute, the Blues Brothers, plus covers for Aretha Franklin, Linda Ronstadt, and movie posters like The Terminator and Richard Pryor's Live on Sunset Strip. David has now released his debut book, Pictures of Time, and joins me now in Los Angeles. David, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your debut book, Pictures of Time. What are you referring to when you say Pictures of Time?
Hi, Jim. Thank you. It's good to talk to you. I'm referring to pictures that show life, that show how life is put together and how life works, and that you can see it. You can see this in ordinary things, things that are all around us all the time, wherever we are, if you look closely enough. And in Pictures of Time, each page spread of the book really tells a different story about time. You see connections from people and among trees and flowers and birds, clouds, and you can see how really all of life is connected.
And it's really a beautiful book, I have to say.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
By the way, in your commercial career, you've shot some of the most iconic album covers and movie posters of all time. But interestingly, you started at UC Berkeley and then University of Chicago Law School before finding your calling as a photographer. How did you make that switch?
I was in my first year of law school at the University of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I knew early on that law was not the right career for me. I thought it was. I worked really hard to get into a great law school. I had a lot of other wonderful choices, but I knew really early on that that wasn't the right path for me. And then it just occurred to me that I want to do photography. And I don't know where that came from. I'd never taken a picture. I didn't own a camera. I was 22 years old. And I just decided, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. And so I stayed in law school. I graduated from law school. But I spent particularly a lot of my last year of law school taking pictures.
You get to the point where you are shooting a lot of pictures. What was the first one you did when it came to album covers?
Oh, man. Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was such a gradual process of building a portfolio, taking pictures that I thought would interest people in the music industry, and just doing that and knocking on doors and, gradually getting a job here and a job there. And then eventually one thing led to another. And all of a sudden after, two or three years of, really working hard at it, it started to roll in.
It certainly did start to roll in. In fact, you were shooting the Hotel California album picture, probably the most famous album cover ever, maybe besides Sgt. Pepper. But is this something that was basically Don Henley's instructions to kind of catch the feel of the Beverly Hills Hotel?
I worked closely with Don and with Glenn Frey, talking about the meaning of the song Hotel California, and we worked really purposely to express visually what that song was about, what it felt like, what it meant. And the inner spread, when you open the album cover up, there's the interior of a hotel with, I think we had about 115 people that I placed one at a time in their position in that room. And the band is in the middle of that room. It was all really carefully intended to express what that song's about. And I think we succeeded pretty well.
I think you did it. Yeah, the whole idea of what faded glory and loss of innocence. It was just kind of lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
Something very cool about the Doobie Brothers Minute by Minute album cover. They, of course, were at their peak at this point. What do you recall about working with those guys?
They were fun. So my job with them, as I saw it, you know, not to be critical, but up until then, I studied all their previous album covers, and I felt there were none that really, where you really saw the band, you really felt who they were as people. And that was my goal. So what we did was, they were doing a show in Michigan somewhere, I think just outside of Detroit, and there was a room backstage. It was an outdoor show. It was like, I don't know, 10,000 people or something like that. And there was a room backstage that I set up as a studio. And there was a speaker in that room where you could hear what was going on stage. And I had their road crew bring them, after they finished their set, bring them into the studio. I locked the door so nobody else could get in.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and their energy was out there because they had done their show on stage. But we could hear the audience calling for encores. And
wow.
And their road manager was pounding on the door, screaming at me, swearing. And I was like keeping the group right where they were. And that, all of that brought out their energy. And that's really the energy that I think we were able to capture in that album cover.
That is incredible.
They never lost the audience, by the way. I always allowed them to open the door so they could go back on stage and do their own.
That's amazing. And of course, the Blues Brothers album cover and movie poster. So you're there with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, yeah?
Yeah. You know, actually, interesting you'd mention that. That was, we almost did very much the same thing. They did a show at the Universal Amphitheater, that building behind them that looks like an old shack in the country was actually their dressing room at the Universal Amphitheater. But we lit it in shadows and light to look like an old building. And after they completed their show, because, you know, those guys, they're amazing. And they were in character as the Blues Brothers. And, you know, we photographed, you could see they're sweating in the picture, and, you know, their energy was really out there, and they were really fun to photograph.
And, of course, the poster for Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip. How did that one go, working with him?
You know, it was the most amazing performance I've ever seen. I only said a few words to Richard. I'd photographed him before. I said, Richard, you're a giant on Sunset Strip. And he took that. It was like improv. He took that and would do different poses each time I banged off a shot, and different poses interpreting himself as a giant on Sunset Strip. It was pantomime. He didn't say a word. I never said another word, which was not characteristic of the way I normally work. And every picture, I shot one roll of film. Every picture was usable. Every picture was phenomenally creative. And it was breathtaking.
Did you ever have one of these guys come back to you and say, I'd like to work with you again?
Yes, and sort of. You know, the work generally, you know, I became, you know, I got to know particularly John Belushi pretty well. I knew that, you know, I developed trust with John, and, you know, he was comfortable with me photographing him. I photographed him a few times. And, you know, I had that with a few people, but the way I looked at my work, it was a job. My job was, and it would get intensely personal. A lot of times with people I was photographing, we'd get into the zone where we knew something was happening between us. There could be lots of other people in the studio, but what was happening was we were connected. and in those moments would make amazing pictures. But when the shoot was over, we'd look each other in the eyes and just acknowledge that something magical had happened. But that was it. It was a job, and the job was over, and they'd go, you know, off to whatever they were doing, and I would go on to the next project.
David Alexander's Pictures of Time, the legendary photographer. It's on sale now wherever books are sold. Go to picturesoftime.com if you want more info. David, it was a pleasure. Yeah. Good luck with the book. Great talking to you.
Picturesoftime.com is my website. That's the best place to find the book.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And what an incredible behind-the-scenes story about the Doobie Brothers Minute by Minute album and how he basically held them hostage in their dressing room right before an encore. That finishes this episode of the Fake Show Podcast. I'm Jim Tofte. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you next time.
Listen to The Fake Show anywhere on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, and thefakeshow.com.